This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about keeping God's promises on our hearts. Sometimes we can become discouraged with what we see in the moment, that we talk ourselves into believing that there is just absolutely no way God's promises will ever materialize. And this is exactly what happened to the Israelites just as they were on their way to the Promised Land. So God instructed Moses to send 12 tribal leaders to explore the land of Canaan, which is the Promised Land. And the scripture says, after these 12 leaders explored the land for 40 days, they came back to give Moses a report. And they reported that the land was magnificent, and in fact, it really was, overflowing with milk and honey. But they were frightened sick over the people. They thought it was an advanced city, the cities were well fortified, the people looked like giants, and in their minds, they just could not believe any way of conquering it. So they began to doubt God. Rather than holding his promise near and dear to their hearts, they doubted him and, of course, wanted to return to Egypt. Now, this is a striking example in the scripture because this is the same God who just parted the Red Sea for them, yet they're doubting him. So the next time you're holding on to one of God's promises near and dear to your heart, but you see something in the natural that causes doubt to creep in, cling to these words with me. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Mark 12:23. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, keep God's promises close to your heart.